اوكي، تعرف نيو دوم البيس؟ اذا تعرف من سوري، اذا تعرف من البيس لاني بقى بخير شنيترا. Well, I said in the name of Ivlozo, the Bechoy that was Nitrach within 30 days, you're not paid him. You can't be paid him. And how do we know that? Your apostle, Podi Sifte, that says you're paid her from a month old. You might have thought, says the Gemara, you might have thought, even if it was Nitrach within 30 days, you're paid it. And then, Tamalim Ma'ach. We are possible to say that there's no pidyon if a child was killed, as Rashi explains, was killed within 30 days. So a quick recap, we saw Rashi last time. The Rashi said that's possible if a child dies within 30 days naturally. That's possible that he doesn't have a pidyon on ben, because it's an effort. And the Torah says the body siftem ben chodesh, v'dui ben chodesh, has to be not an effort. So if he died within 30 days, so he obviously was an FL, he died naturally, so you wouldn't do a pidyon aveir. But the chiddush is, there's a havamina, what happens if he got killed within 30 days? So it might very well not have been an FL, it might have lived the 30 days. So you might have thought there should be a chiyuv pidyon aveir because maybe it wasn't an FL. Mashalon, ach cholok, ach tells me, ach cholok, ach tells me that no. Only if it lived till 30 days. If it didn't live till 30 days, since it could have been an FL, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen. That was Shittas Rashi. So we're going to see Tesis now. So Rashi seems
why,
to be...
Why did Rebbe say, because it could have been an FL? Maybe it doesn't matter whether it's an FL.
Right. So what do you want to suggest?
That it has to live 30 days. The right. Rashi comes to tell you that it has to be 30 days.
So we spoke this out on Thursday. But it's good you raise this, because that's going to be the whole basis. That the what was the maskana of the Gemara? Ach cholok. So the havamin of the Gemara was that, what was the havamin? That since it could have been, since it was killed by a animal, so it doesn't bother me the fact that I'm saying that it was still be chay pidyon. If it got killed by an animal, it was still be chay pidyon. Why? What was the havamin? Because it would have reached an age of 30, so therefore it's not a nefer, right? Oh. That was a habamin. So the shayla is what the maskana is. Is the maskana a whole U-turn, or is the maskana not like that? So I explained, and we'll see Tesis understood Rashi that way, that maskana of the Gemara is, you're right, everything you're right. The nefel is what defines whether the child is chayvet pidyon ben or not. If it's not an nefel, then it's chayvet pidyon ben. If it is an nefel, it's potel. Just the chiddush of the Gemara was, you thought the fact that it got killed is not, most children aren't the follow, so we should take on that it is not a nefel and should be chayvet pidyon ben. Kamash malon, that as long as we don't know for sure that it wasn't an nefel, we'll take on that maybe it was an nefel and it won't be chayvet pidyon ben. That's how I explained it, and see, please explain it that way. I laid about last time, and now you're saying it also. Said, no, maybe the nafkamin is something else. Maybe the nafkamin is a complete change. You thought it was dependent on nefel, nothing to do with nefel, to do with the age of 30. Did you get that one? We'll see. And explain that. The reason why I explained Rashi like this, not just because taste is understood that way, but because I prefer, before changing a whole big halamit to a completely new mahalach, I prefer to keep the mahalach. The mahalach is, you're right, everything is based on nefel. Since you thought that right children aren't the follow, and therefore we can take on, it wouldn't have been an FL. It's not true. As long as you don't know for sure there wasn't an FL, you're not going to be chayv with pidyon. That's what I prefer. We'll see Tesis on this like that as well. Tesis. Bechoy shenitra b'zirich lamed yoy. A bechoy that became a nitraf within 30 days. Pesha kunches, what does nitraf mean? Says Tesis, Rashi, it means ne'rag. Interesting lashon for nitraf. Tesis doesn't like that. He's going to say at the end. He doesn't like that expression. Nitrav normally means a trefa. Rashi, we saw in the shit that says Nitrav means killed by an animal being toif it. Sorry, if you toif an animal killing it. Says Rashi, by this says, if it died of natural causes, I don't need the pasuk. La ashmi inon, to in poidim. And only the pasuk to teach me that you don't do a pidyon, toksiv uftuyov miben chodesh timte, because the pasuk says they only do it from a month old. So if it died a natural cause, of course you don't need to do it. Aval nerag itzich lashmino. But if you got killed, I need to understand. I need it to teach me why. Telo yamino, because don't say ilav deiktil. If not for the fact that he got killed, havachai, it would have lived. And it was not an effort. And it's not an effort. Yeah, from where would you like? Have a nerag itzuch. Yeah, you have that? Have a nerag itzuch. We need it by nerag. Why? Lashmina to teach us, because we shouldn't say, he loved the iktil, if not for the fact it would have got killed, have a chai, it would have lived longer. And it's not an effort. The fact that it died early is not right, it's an effort. And therefore, we should do pidyon haben. It's a chiyuv pidyon haben. To be paid to it. Nifok, pidyon.
Oh.
You know what poikyason means in Koyvain? Poikyason, you sing Koyvain at all? It's Aramaic, so that's a good way to learn Gemara. So if you just sing the mirrors and you understand what you're saying. Prokyas Onoch means to redeem us. You pay us. You should redeem your nation, your sheep. Yeah, okay. Aramaic. That's Aramaic. We're learning Gemara. The Lipfriki, that's the expression. So you might have thought if it's not an FL, then you should do pidyon. Pidyon. The fork. Okay, so at this stage, if we stop it for a second, Rashi said that if it would have died naturally, it's possible there's no chiyuv. Why not? Why is it possible no chiyuv? Because the pasuk says, You only paid it from a month old. But if it died early, I might have thought maybe you do have to, because it could have lived. So what? But the pasuk says, you only paid it from a month old. So who cares if it could have lived? It didn't live. So clearly at this stage, Rashi understood that this word of Tuyum Ben Chodesh Tifte is just a code word for saying, from whenever it's not an Nephil, that's when there's a Chiyuv to be paid. And that's why the Gemara had said, if it died early on its own, says Rashi, so clearly it was an Nephil. There's no need to do Pidyon HaBen. But if it got killed, even though the pasuk says between me ben chodesh tifte, I would still think you have to do it. Because all that pasuk between ben chodesh tifte was just telling me that you have to do it after it's a month. You know why? Because then it's not an FL. But if it could be it's not an FL, got killed earlier, it could be it's not an FL, maybe you would still have to do pidyon haben. That's what Rashi understood. So at this stage in Rashi, clearly, we understood the words of Tuyim Ben Chodesh Tifteh doesn't mean literally that the Chiyuv is only from a month old. Clearly. Rather, it's a Gilui. A month old is just a Gilui that it's not an Echa. Good? So, Mashmak Tzas is Rash Tesis. Mashmak Tzas, somewhat Duke. The Im Kimlon Begave. If we would be 100% convinced, the Koroloi Chadoshov, that the child was fully grown, meaning Kodlech Dosha means a child's an Ephel because it's something wrong in its growth. It didn't live its full 9 months. But had a child lived its full 9 months in the mother, then it came out alive, it would not be called an Ephel. Kodlech Dosha, it completed its months. Right? Its months inside being a fetus, growing. If it finished its 9 months, then it's not an effort. That's what Kolu Luichadosha means. It completed its months inside the womb. So if we would know for sure, the thing is, every time the child is born, we never know exactly if it's a 9-month-old baby. It might be 8 months. We don't know exactly. We're not with ultrasounds. When a child's born, you don't know exactly how many months it is. So if a child lives a month and lives 30 days, then we know, Baruch Hashem, it's not an effort. But if a child doesn't live out its month, then it could be it was an FL, and that's why it died. If a child was Vadai, lived its 9 months inside the womb, it definitely filled its 9 months, then it's not an FL, even if it's born day or two and dies. It didn't die because of an FL. It died because of a heart attack, but not because of an FL. That's the halacha. So says Tosis, if I could prove to you that we know that this child is not an FL, if I could prove it to you, I'm going to prove it to you, we'll see in a minute. If I could prove it to you, then it would be a chiv to be paid it even before the month is out. If I could prove to you this child is an FL, mevor from Rashi, there's a chiv pidin ben already on day one.
Then you want to know we're talking about the womb as opposed to just saying that if I would know that this child would have lived that full month outside of the womb.
Yeah, because the expression called the Kadoshov comes maybe 1,000 times in Gemara. And it's just that's what it means. Yeah. So yeah, that's one of those ideas you pick up as you travel. So Kodle, if you would know, in Kim Lon Begave, the Kodle Kadoshov, if we would be convinced, if we would know that Kodle Kadoshov, that it finished its full, it was a full term, then Bechai, and it was born alive. It would be a chayv to be paid already on day one. That's what comes out. So all I need to do is prove to you it's not an FL, and then you'll be able to be paid the pidyon ben already from day one. Rekosha, fiktisa kasha, to prepare kish b'choy, m'seches b'choy is asked, Omar, it says there, k'abe paid the b'noyim tzorich lamed yoyim. If you paid your child within 30 days, on day 25 he was paid to his son. And the money got eaten up. It got used up before la'acha zman, and the money got eaten up after that, before day 30. Right? Yeah, that means you gave over the money. And so in the interim,
gave him money early.
Day 25, he gave him the money. And in the interim, the money got eaten up. Interim between one and one, between whenever he gave it, day 25 or day 20, whenever he gave it, until day 30. So when day 30 came along, the money was no longer around. Ein benoi podui. The child is not podui. He hasn't been mekayem mitzvos pidyon ben. The child is not redeemed. Why? What's this discussion now? First discussion. If the only reason why you need him to live, if the only reason why it's only chesaron and doing pidyon ben before day 30 is because maybe he's an FL. If I could prove to you he wasn't an FL, then the pidyon ben would be chal. So if this child had the pidyon ben on day 20 and it lived until day 35, so I can prove now it wasn't an FL. They lived till 35. See, if so, the pidyon ben should work.
When he actually get the money.
Yeah, the pidyon ben should work. Uh-huh.
Should work.
Why? Because he's not an FL.
In acquisition prior to when it was required to do it.
According to Rashi, really you could do pidyon ben on day one. That's why we had a half a minute here in the Gemara. If a child got killed, you could do pidyon ben already earlier. And your chayv should do pidyon ben earlier. Why your chayv? Why is there chiyuv pidyon ben? Because this child wasn't an effort. That means it's tesis, mashma k'tas, it's mashma from Rashi. There's a whole defining factor of whether or not there's a chiyuv pidyon ben. The pasuk of do you ben choydech is just telling me only when you're sure that he's not an effort. But if you know he's not an FL, if I know for sure that this child is not an FL, be'etzem I could do it earlier already. Right? Ben Chodesh is just a way of knowing he's not an FL. If I would know he's not an FL, then he could do it earlier. So what happens if I did it earlier when I didn't know he's not an FL?
Could or should? Is he obligated or not? If he's not an FL and you know for certain, then he...
But we never know for certain, that's the thing. We never know for certain.
Oh, so we did know for sure.
Yeah, okay, then there'd be a chiyuv in day one. But now, here in this case here, I have a child which I don't know for certain he's not an FL. I don't know. But I did pidyon ben, and now it's come clear to us that he wasn't an Ephraim. So I did the Pu'ula of Pidyon HaBen, which is Nisgada to us, the child wasn't an Ephraim. If so, the Pidyon HaBen should work.
I said, only a question. Anytime you put the money down today, and then the Shabbat is until 30, you'll say, oh, I gave money 3 weeks ago, and it turns out
that it's
not. Why is the question?
Rashi, speaking out Rashi's point. It's mashmah from Rashi, the whole chesaron is that maybe he wasn't an Ephraim. It's mashmah, if I know for sure he wasn't an Ephraim. How do you know he's not an Ephraim? No. How do I know? There could be a chiyuv if a child is born on day one and dies day five, and then be a chiyuv pidyon HaBen.
Because we know it was full nine.
If he was a full term pregnancy, so this child's not an Ephraim, full term pregnancy, and it was born alive, the child's not an Ephraim. Mashmah from Rashi is a chiyuv already on day one.
You can't impose it until you know that it's not a nifah.
Right.
Either kavod chadasha or you've reached 30 and then.
Yeah, the word's wrong. The word's wrong that you're saying you can't be poydah. That's not the words. Nothing can't be poydah. There's no chiyuv to be poydah. No kohen can come and take the money away from you and say you owe me money. No, maybe the child's an nifah. But once I know that the kohen can prove to me this child is not an Ephel, then I'd be a chiyuv on day one already. Now, if there wouldn't be a chiyuv on day one, then the kasha is not going to be straight. The next kasha that you ask, this kasha is not going to be straight. If there's no chiyuv already on day one, the chiyuv starts on day 30, that's when the chiyuv starts. And Tosfos can't have a kasha. Well, what happens if you did pidyon HaBen on day 20, and then it lived till day 30, then you should be yotze pidyon HaBen now. Because I now know it wasn't an effort. So what? The chiyuv starts on day 30. So Tosfos is proving, according to Rashi's mashma, the chiyuv really starts day one. If we would know the child wasn't an Ephel, the chiyuv would have started already on day one. If you would know. So I've now got an interesting way of proving that the pidyon HaBen you did on day 20 works. I've got a way of proving it. You did pidyon HaBen day 20. Did you know your child was an Ephel? No. Could the kohen force you to give the money? No. But you gave the money. In your full heart, you gave the money. You gave the money to the kohen. The kohen then went and spent the money or it got lost. It got, the money's no longer there. Came day 30, the kohen said, no, give me money for pidyon HaBen. What do you mean? I gave it to you already day 20. Day 20. Day 20 is too early. Mapito, why is day 20 too early? I could really pay on day one if I knew the child's not an Ephel. I could pay on day one already then. Right? So I know the child's not an Ephel. How do you know? You did on day 20. Because Baruch Hashem, the child's still alive. If the child's still alive, that's the right. If the child wasn't an Ephel, it's not an Ephel. I should be able to have paid up.
If the baby dies on day 29, then he would get the money back.
You get the money back. Right? But the baby didn't. Baruch Hashem. Maybe it's Shalom, the baby should be healthy and well. And the baby lived day 30 and halah. So if the kohen comes to ask for pidyon HaBen again, he could say, no, I paid up. And yet the halacha is not like that. The halacha is, ein benoi podo, he has to do it again. Because the kohen can force the father of the child to give another 5 slides. Why? What does that show? That shows that the chiyuv starts only on day 30. I don't care if it's an effort or not. The chiyuv starts on day 30. That's a gewaltig right. Okay, so now we're moving. If the maskona of the Gemara was, like you wanted to say, does this have a kasha?
No.
If the maskona, the havamin of the Gemara was, it depends on nefer. But the maskona of the Gemara is, I'm telling you, nah, nothing to do with nefer. It's to do with day 30. And obviously, it ain't been a pardu.
So then maybe that's how it rashi holds.
Yeah, you could understand, but that's how Shem Zalman Oymach wants to answer. But Tosfos understood Rashi not like that, right? Tosfos understood the maskan of the Gemara was everything we accepted till now is true, that you need to be a child that's not an effort to be a chay pidyon HaBen. If you know the child's not an effort from day one, there would be a chay pidyon HaBen already then. Just you never know. Ah, cholok, even if roiv children on the folim, there's always a miut that are an effort if a child got killed. There's no chiyuv pidyon HaBen. Right? That's the first kasha of Tosfos. Elavada, says Tosfos. Elavada, says a kosovi. It's exeris akosov. From this pasuk of mi peduyov mi ben chodesh tifte, from this pasuk of peduyov mi ben chodesh tifte, teaches us that filu kimlo, even if you would know, shekolul chadosha, that he had completed his 9 months of pregnancy, tzorech lamed yoy, you still need another 30 days. You see, Yossi, when you get to this line, you can see clearly kolul chadosha can't mean that finished the month. Because it says that even if we would know that it finished the kolul chadosha, you would still need 30 days. Even if you know it finished its month, you need its month. That doesn't make that it's a repetition.
If it was established for us, we knew that this child would live on. We come for the child that it would be able to live for me.
Yeah, how would you know that? Unless you're a novice.
What?
How do you know a child can live 30 days? Child when it's born, how do we know it can live 30 days? Only because, like I said, you're right. But the because it was a full-term pregnancy. Even if it was a full-term pregnancy, and therefore we know it's not an effort, there's no reason why you shouldn't live the full 30 days, you still need the 30 days because the time of Bidin Aben starts on day 30. All right? So that is basically the Machlokes Rashi Tesis. That's Machlokes Rashi Tesis. Now from here until towards the end of Tesis, Tesis brings some more rice for this point. But it starts with a kasha. And from here, I'd like to spoon feed you on this. And then the last line of taste is again coming back to the yisoid. Alpha Gav, taste got a kasha. According to this, why is it that day 30 is the defining point of Pidyon Aven? Why is it? Is there any rational for it? Why is day 30 the defining time when Pidyon HaBen is when there's a chiv of Pidyon HaBen? Xeris HaKosov. No reason. No reason whatsoever. Xeris HaKosov. Hashem could have told in day 55. Okay, according to Rashi, I understand that. Because Rashi learns that the definition of Chiv Pidyon HaBen is whether or not it's an effort. So the Torah says the Pidyon HaBen Chodesh Shomalo means that from 30 days it's not an effort. According to Tosfos, it's stomach says a kosov. So how do we learn anything about an effort from this pasuk? How do we define from here that there's a Chiv? Now, there's a Chiv Pidyon HaBen from day 30, which is Xeris HaKosov, and we learn from the same Pasuk that this child is no longer a Nefer. How can we learn that? Says Tosfos, that's Tosfos Kasha. Says Tosfos, that's not such a Kasha, because we find similar elsewhere. Harchanami Doshinon, Ches Yomim Bebehema in a Nefer. So too, we learn the Nefer and Behema. From 8 days on, it's no longer an Ephraim. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, from day 8, that's when you can offer up a korban. If you have a korban that an animal is born, a calf is born, you have to wait till day 8 and then you shecht it. Nevertheless, kikimlo. Even if we know that it had its full term and it was a full, every animal is a different amount of pregnancy, but cows actually are 9 months and sheep are 5 months. If you know it had a full term, could you shech the behemah already on day 1? No. If you shech the behemah within those 7 days, have a mechusa zman toich shmoina. If you would shecht an animal for kolban within these 8 days, it's considered mechusa zman. What does mechusa zman mean? It's halachi. You don't only have to shecht a kolban from the time that the Torah says you can shecht it. If you shecht it beforehand, it's a possible kolban because it's mechusa zman. It's lacking the time. The Torah said 8 days. You have to wait 8 days. Why do you have to wait 8 days? To see if it's an apple or not? No. Because even if I know for sure it wasn't an apple, I still have to wait 8 days. So why do I have to wait 8 days? Because it's a cause of... And nevertheless, we learn from this same Zeitzah Kosov, which told me you have to wait 8 days, that until 8 days, it's an apple. And after 8 days, if it lives 8 days, it's no longer an apple. Same symmetry. In our Gemara, we have a month old. That's when the start spitting up in. Why from then? It's a cause. If you did that earlier and the child wasn't an effort, would it work? No. It's a cause. And yet, we learn from the same apostle that until that time, it's an effort, it could be an effort. From then on, it's no longer an effort.
Well,
1 second. Very good. You're going to say answer, maybe. The very similar things as tastes we find with an animal. Exactly. Very similar. There's a lot of that you mustn't shift it for Colburn before it's 8 days old. Why? There's a gossip. No reason for it. There's a gossip. Even if I know it's not an FL, you mustn't shift it. There's a gossip. From the same posuk which tells me 8 days, that same posuk, we learn that if it's 8 days old, it's no longer an FL. So it's an interesting coincidence. And what's the pshat? How can you learn both halachas from the same posuk? We learn both a child's no longer an effort from day 30, from the fact that Pidyon Ben is day 30. Two halachas from one posuk. And also that an animal is no longer an effort from 8 days old, from the same posuk that you can only shecht a kolban from 8 days old. Sounds two halachas from the same posuk. How can we do that?
But then you say that the halacha is what we're learning about, that we need to be done, or we need to shepherd for, and the other, it's definitional, it's defining what is it, what is nefa.
How do you know that it defines it? How could we learn from this pasuk that it defines it?
Because that's when, if that's the time when you know that it's no longer nefa.
How do you know?
Because you can't use a nefa for pidyon ben.
Who says? Going in taste.
I know.
Yeah, going in Tesis. Right? Okay, so Tesis says, we find by shechting the kolb in this thing, now Tesis brings the right from it from the Gemara Shoshana. Okay.
The person is trying to say this. It's not a concept to use our pasuk to teach you that day 30 is not an FL, because we also use another pasuk to teach you two things that are
dangerous. Yeah. That's just like saying two wrongs don't make one right. What's Tosa saying?
None is better than the other.
How's it help? Tosa said, yeah, you find the same thing there. Okay, and therefore what? What does that teach you? So here's the pshat. Yeah, you understand what's going on. Tosa said, the pshat is basically sure said that he said in Rashi on Tosa that if indeed a child could be an Ephel from day up to day 60, it would make no sense that there's a chiyuv of pidyon ben on day 30. Because what's a chiyuv of pidyon ben? I owe money to a kohen for having a viable child. If the child's not viable, then there would be no chiyuv of pidyon ben. So if we see the Torah tells me that there is a chiyuv of pidyon ben at day 30, that teaches us at least by then it's no longer an effort. The same thing by Korban. You can't offer up a non-viable Korban to Hashem. If the Torah says you can offer up a Korban by day 8, that must teach us that at least by day 8 we know that the child is an effort, is no longer, the animal is no longer an effort. If we find that there's a chiyuv pidyon ben, and we find that there's a kosher Korban, that must teach us that by then the child's viable and the Korban is a viable animal. So I don't know when Nefel ends. But I know it's definitely off before day 30.
Why would you need two psukim for that?
It's not two psukim.
Why would you need to? Why did Tosafot have to say we do the same thing by Behemah? Just tell me that you do it by the prophet says in the Yavi Bechodesh. And they say, obviously, it's no longer an ephel.
Excellent. Yeah, good or. So this is bringing a raya, another raya for it from you see a similar case. But yeah, our lady is saying, bikaron. Tosis could have just answered this answer. But Tosis bothered because Rashi would say, no, that you're learning this possibly wrong. Do you mean Chodesh Mal is teaching me Hilchus Nevel? Not Hilchus Pidya Ben. His son tell me Hilchus Nevel. You can only do Pidya Ben once you know it's not Nevel. Says Tosis, we find the same thing by Koben. Right? We find the same thing by Koben. So just once by Koben, I'm going to explain it like that. So I'm saying the same opinion I got. Just bring a right from Koba just to support this explanation in how we're saying it by opinion I got.
Rashi Bolt said this is the same way by Korban.
Oh, now what do you want to say by Korban? I really should be able to be makir of a Korban on day one? Can't be, because that's what Tosfos brings a right for. You see, it's a mechusas man. If somebody offers up a Korban on day one, even if we would know for sure that it was Korban or Kalash, it's not a kosher Korban. So Rashi has to agree to Tosis by Korban. And therefore Tosis is saying it's not by Korban that's going to be the Pshat. I'm saying it also by Pidyon Aben.
Right, so why is Rashi...
Well, we have to work out Rashi. Why didn't Rashi in the end of the day learn like Tosis?
Yeah.
So let's first work out through Tosis. So this next four lines of the Gemara is a raya for the Shitta of Mechusa Zman, which I don't want. And the next four lines of Tosis, which I don't want to learn together. So we're now going to skip to four lines up from the end of Tosis. For Oid, the Besoif, Hakoyim
et Tu'avo. What's the first one? Oh, for Oid, it's the end. Okay.
The first word in the line is that. So, Adches. It's Ilchus Kochim, this middle bit, which I prefer if we just skip it for now. For Oid, now to bring another right to his pshat. We've got Machlikas Rashi Tosis. Come to Rashi. What's the din of Abdumi ben Chodesh Onalo to teach me Hilchus? Nefel. And a child that's a Nefel, no Pidya Ben. A child that could be a Nefel, no Pidya Ben. That's what the Maskan of the Gemara is. And Kuntatosis, no. What's the din of Abdumi ben Chodesh Onalo? What's that come to teach me? 30-day trigger. Very good word, right? Very good. 30-day trigger. Okay, now, what does the word Nitraf mean? Come to Rashi, what the word Nitraf mean? Neram. Come to Tosis, we don't know yet what it means. Now, Tosis wants to prove Brayis, they can't be Neram. Tosis so far has proven they can't be because our love is not right. Now, Tosis is going to prove it from elsewhere in Shas. Void. The Besoif HaKoyim et Tu'avo. So there was a story, I don't know if you checked out this Gemara, maybe you didn't get to this part of Tosis yet. There's a story there that Playmoy, it was playing some Tana came to ask a Shaila, what's the din if a person has two heads? I got a Nachal. What's the name? You have two heads. And the Gemara they got very upset with him. What's the name of the Gemara? So check out it. He got very upset for asking such a question. You don't ask silly questions. That's what we always were told when we were younger. But here this Gemara says it clearly. Right, so yeah, Playmoy asked Rebbe, somebody's got two heads, on which one do you put tefillin? That was the shy. Which head do you put the tefillin? So he says, he got very upset with him. He's told him to go into Golus or to be going to Chayim. Don't ask questions like that. It's not Negev. Why is it not Negev?
People don't have two heads.
Huh?
People are not born
with two heads. Right. Maybe you did. Maybe you wanted to say that a child can't live for so long with two heads. So, in the meantime, some guy came and said, I had twins. I had one child with two heads. And I want to know how much money do I have to give to the queen? Right? And the Saba told him that you give 10 slain. 10 slain you give. Means for each head, you give 5 slime. And this child must have lived 30 days. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Nechid B'din Aben. So that's why this person came and, you know, Playmoy was saved. So they asked the Kasha on this din. This din, it says that you do 10 slime, you have to give 5 slime for each head. He asked the Kasha from Rami Yochama, Tony Rami Yochama, Mitoich Shenema Podo Yisiftes B'choy Odom, If it became a treifa toich lamed nitra toich lamed, you also have a chiyuv pidyon haben. So what was the question? Now you see, there's no chiyuv pidyon haben. So this child, we're asking this child, so it should have become a treifa, having two heads, the treifa. That Torah says the chiyuv pidyon haben is toil on the heads, irrelevant if it could become a treifa or not. So now Torah has got a kasha. This Gemara of having two heads, this child wasn't killed. No animal killed it. It's just the shine of treifas. So it says Torah says, if nitraf, those are the words he used. I feel a nitraf to Islam. If nitraf means like Rashi, he got killed. And what they're asking there on the story of this child with two heads, who's a treifa, what they're asking that you see if an animal, if a child gets killed within 30 days, there's no chiyuv. Ben Achami, the child gets killed within 30 days, no chiyuv, but maybe there'd still be a chiyuv if a child became a treifa within 30 days. Maybe there would be a chiyuv.
Did he live until the age 13 or just before
13? No, We don't know how long he lived for. His father came on day 30. We don't know, a treifa can live up to a year. We don't know that he lived. But the story came, and he says, well, the child, the father came with two heads. You see, two heads can happen. But the question is, what are they going to be asking? He said, you pay 10 slain. She says, no, it can't be because Allah is a B'choshen Nitraf. You don't pay anything. Seder was talking about getting killed. This child's living. Says, clearly the word Nitraf doesn't mean killing. It means became a treif. And then we understand. Child became a treif within 30 days. So this child was a treif. So why should it be chayev with pidyon haben? Let's see the inside. Oh, the b'soif came in trouble. There's a story that the person with two heads is chayiv litzin lo yud slayim. He's chayiv to give 10 slayim. The koyim. Well, parach lo, the Gemara asked on that. Mebuchoy she nitraf. From the fact that bechoy that became nitraf, the words of our Gemara here, the potel, he's potel. Ve'in, here's Tosfos Kasha. Ve'in nitraf, if nitraf means haynu nerag, means he got killed. How could the Gemara compare the two? Killed, treifa. Who says they're comparable? Abachoy, they got killed. Okay, it didn't live to day 30. But Abachoy, they became a treifa, it didn't live to day 30. So how could you compare? LMI, what does this want to prove? The nitraf doesn't mean being killed. Nitraf means becoming a treifa. That's Tosfos' second kasha, really, on Rashi. First kasha on Rashi was from the din, if it's achlu amois, if the money got used up within 30 days, it doesn't work. That was the first kasha on Rashi. Second kasha on Rashi is from this Gemara Menachis. Third kasha. What's the third kasha on Rashi? Be'oid, the Asik Gemara. What's the maskanos of Gemara? Ach, Cholok. Ach told me that what? The child who doesn't live today 30 is not chayim with pidyon haben. Huh? Child that got killed. What we said? Child that got killed within 30 days is not chayim with pidyon haben. Craig Tosis. Hokiven shenerag toich lamed yoim. Since he got killed within 30 days. We anyway know there's no chiyuv. You don't need the pasuk of acholok. We know there's no chiyuv because the chiyuv only starts at day 13. So we know there's no chiyuv. So why do you need the pasuk of acholok? Why do you need the pasuk of acholok? We know there's no chiyuv because the chiyuv only starts on day 13. That's the third kasha. The Rashi it says on Rashi. This line doesn't make any sense. Sorry for speaking on that, at least. But Rashi spoke it out. Rashi said that a child that dies naturally, I know there's no chiyuv. Why is there no chiyuv if that child that dies naturally? Because he's definitely a nefel, and the pasuk says, We need to know he's not an nefer. But what's my question? My question is, maybe if a child got killed, maybe it's not an nefer. So maybe he's a chiyuv pidin haben. So I need the pasuk to say, I'm not chayuv pidin haben. Child got killed, there's no chiyuv pidin haben. That's what the pasuk says. They say, I don't need a pasuk. We know it from a pidin ben chedesh tifter. What do you know from Avdum and Ben Chedesh Tifta? We know that from Avdum and Ben Chedesh Tifta, we know from there that from them we know he's not an Ephraim anymore. But the question was in a case when a person child got killed. Could very well be there wasn't. It wasn't an Ephraim. How do you know there's no Chiyuv Pidin Aben? So we need the Pasuk, Acholo. So what says this Kasha? There's a Kasha? No, we know it already. We know it from Avdum and Ben Chedesh Tifta. If Rashi would agree like Tosis that been 30 days is a trigger, then I understand the discussion. But this is Rashi. Rashi holds that Uvduim ben Chedesh Tifta is teaching me Hilchas Nefer. From day 30, you know he's no longer Nefer. But I want to know what would be if an animal killed a child within 30 days, which very well could have lived till then. So he very well could be he's not an Nefer. Maybe there's a Chiyuv Pidin Haben. Ah, there's no Chiyuv Pidin Haben. So it says, I know it anyway. Why do I know it anyway? Because it says we've doing me ben chodesh tifta. He didn't reach day 30. Shkoyach. I know he didn't live day 30, but it could be he could have lived day 30. So maybe you do need the pasuk. What's Tosfos? Is kasha marsham adur and there's a marsham adur basra at the back of the Gemara. After marsham, there's a marsham adur basra. He asks this kasha. Remember what's going on in Tosfos? What's going on in Tosfos? This is arguing Rashi, but so one shot. What's Rashi saying? That you might have thought that what the child could have lived, so therefore there would be a chiyuv pidin haben. Maybe it wouldn't have lived. Maybe it wouldn't have lived. Roiv lived. Okay, Roiv lived. So Rav lived. That's why you would have thought it's Chayav Pidin Haben. From here, Hamitzi Mechaveil, but I is even negative. Cohen comes along and asks for money, asks for a pidyon. Prove it. Hamitzi Mechaveil, but I. That we learnt in Zeklal Godel. We learnt in the fifth page. Zeklal Godel Bidin. Hamitzi Mechaveil, but I. What's Klal Godel? Remember that beginning on the fifth page. What's been Zeh Klal Godin? Even negative. Amoitzim Echavei Arvai, even negative. Even if right things prove X, unless you're 100% certain, you can't take the money. So I don't need any pasuk. I don't need a chorok. What do you want to say? Maybe there's a chiyuv pidin haben already day five. Why? Because maybe this child would have lived. Maybe. Maybe not. You know for sure it would have lived. But it got killed. Most kids would live, okay? Most kids would live, but maybe this one wouldn't have done. How can you prove to me? How can you take out the money from me? I don't need a pasuk and cholok for that. That's the discussion, Rashi. Nachon, you had a nice cheshbon in the sugya, but there's a flaw in it. Because I'm waiting a chaveh al baraya. I'm waiting a chaveh al baraya. You can't take it. That's the Tosfos discussion. Mameh, the is going to say that it's not a pshad, it's not something else. Nothing to do with the fact that he was killed. Doesn't mean I have three big caches. Number one is I know the child lived till day 30. And yet, we know if I know the child lived till day 30, yet there's a chiyuv pidin haben. There's a chiyuv to do a new pidin haben. Cache number one. Cache number two, the Gemara equates nitraf with a person who's got two heads. Al koch nitraf kami and you're killed. And question number three is, why do you need a pasuk to say that this child doesn't need pidin haben? Kozma would have a raya, gluya, that the child lived until 30. It's still a suffering, it might have been an effort. And I might see Mechaveo all of a raya.
Because of it. We didn't call ourselves all the money from day one. But it's just a hanging fear. And we wait all, he told, but that's proven that he's not over. But so long as it hasn't been proven that he's not over, he's over.
Okay, so there's the Mises, the mission of Bereshit in the Tyrus, that a Kohen has to prove, it's the other way around. The Mitzvah Mechavei Al-Raya is a Kohen has to prove that he is We just learned it with the kids downstairs. It says klal v'amit is not available. Right. In fact, this thesis, and in fact, it's the Mishnah there.
In this case,
is, yeah, I don't know about Nefer, not by Nefer, but by every Sophic. Yes. Every Sophic of a Bechor. Anytime you have a Sophic of a Bechor, if there's a Chir Pidin HaBen, yeah, anytime there's a Sophic, for instance, somebody has a child and you don't know if you had the boy. You don't know if you had the boy from the, he has two wives. They both had, well, one of them had a boy. So you have two wives, you don't know from which one it came from. Did it come from the wife who never had a kid? So Chai Pidya Ben. Or did it come from a wife who already had a kid? Amitzi Mechavei Olvera. The Kohen can't take the money. Amitzi Mechavei Olvera. Remember, there's an interesting Kiddush. Oh, very good. That's the cash. This is the cash which I told the kids to find out, to ask people. This is a good cash. A good cash is fun to open your mind. What are you saying, Amitzi Mechavei Olvera? I got a Sophic the Raisi. I'm a Sophic the right side for Pidya Ben. If somebody's got a Sophic, whether he's taking Lulu. Of course he has to take Lulu. Not to have mixed me a bit of a guy. Sophic the right side. So who had in here by Pidya Ben, you would have thought the same. Forget about the Kohen. I've got a Chilum. Sophic the right side. Sophic the right side of Pidya Ben. Right? And if so, why is the Mishnah saying in Tyus that there's no Chilum? And why is Tosfos saying here they don't need any posel because no, Kunta Rashi, if the child very well could be there wasn't an NFL, you really they're not going to follow him. You got Chiyuv Pidya Ben. Who cares what the Kohen could prove, take it from me? So a whole bunch of Achrinim, Shimon Shkorp and others, they all prove from these halachas that the Chiyuv Pidya Ben is a Chiyuv Momus. It's like I owe you money. That's all it is. It's not a chiyuv deraisa like shaking lulav. It's a chiyuv that's mutal on me. It's a chiyuv mamoini. I'm chayv to the kohen money. That's what it is. Like you owe somebody money, you're chayv to the kohen money. What's the name? Somebody owes somebody money, and he's suffering if he's paid up. He's not sure if he's paid up. What's the denominator? Why? Priest bal chayv mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to pay out the chayv. So if you're not sure, you don't want to pay out. What's pshat? Teretz is what's the teretz? The priest Balchay mitzvah comes from the Chiyuv Mamonis. As much as I owe him money, so I've got mitzvah to pay out. But if I don't know if I owe him money, and the din is a mitzvah mechaber olaver ayetz, I don't owe him money. If I don't owe him money, I don't have a Chiyuv to pay out. Same thing as well. Pidyon HaBen is a Chiyuv Mamonis. The Kohen has a right to ask for 5 siloim. If he's got a right to ask for 5 siloim. If it's a mitzvah mechaber olaver ayetz, he doesn't have a right. If he doesn't have a right to ask for money, then I don't have a Chiyuv to pay. That's the achrinim
on the chiyah. If it's a chiyah, then he can obligate him to pay. Meaning, if you have somebody, the suffix goes on top of the person that is
potentially.
You can force him to do a shvur. You don't do a shvur. He has to pay out.
Yeah, but eidach, you need an eidach to force him for sure, no?
What?
You need at least an eidach.
It should give him a little bit.
Help us with that. We need to know. We need an eidach to know that this child is vile. You don't have any of that. Yeah. So if you would have the in echol, then the Ishmael doesn't say that. Okay. So
no, in the case not by Nef, in the case where he's living.
And
he just has two wives.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's a something, which one?
Yeah.
Okay, so swear to me that's not this one.
You need an eight.
Eight for what?
That came from that one.
And she can't be the eight for that.
So if it would be, that's a good China. What would be if an eight echol came along and said, I know it came from that one? When would you have to make a shvur on it? I said it could be maybe a chaliot.
But isn't there one coin can be totally because it can be any coin.
Uh-huh. But the basin could enforce him to give at least to one. And every time it's like that. No coin can say, I'm getting it, but you have to give. And a coin could take him to base and say, give at least. Okay, I'll give to the other coin. Say to me, give it. So that's Tosfos is kasha. That's a nice kasha on Rashi. Now, why do you need a posuk to say that you don't need to get that you don't need to give Pidyon Ben? It's possible you don't need to give Pidyon Ben because since it could be an NFL, maybe 1 in 100 could be an NFL. So that's 1 in 100, and a mitzvah mechaveh all over I am. And therefore, since there's no chiyuv momonos, no chiyuv to be mafresh. That's Tosfos kasha. So therefore, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam says that's not pshat in nitraf. The first Rabbeinu Tam she nitraf. Hainu Shenasa Trefil. Nechav means it became a Trefil. Not that it died, but rather it became a Trefil. Now we understand the comparison, at least in Akumis, to Bechor, Sheish Shtei Yoshim. Bechor that's got two heads, he's also a Trefil. And that's why we ask from a Bechor that had two heads, we ask from a Bechor that became a Trefil within 30 days. That makes sense. They're both Trefils. If it means he died, then we didn't understand the comparison. So three caches of Tosis on Rashi, and because of these three caches, Tosis, that's a different shot. Now, Bechor, it didn't mean, Nitrav didn't mean it got killed. Rather, it became a Trefil within 30 days. Why didn't Rashi not like Tosis? What's the matter? If we say it means a Trefil, now all three kashas have answered. Because what was the first kasha of Tosis? Come to Rashi, if you would know it needed till 30 days, if you knew it wasn't an FL, it would be hyping to have been already on day one. So why, if a person is mafrish the money and gives Pidyon HaBen on day 20 and the child lives to day 30, why is that Pidyon HaBen not good? That's the first kasha. Answer is, it's not true. Day 30 is a trigger. Nothing about Nefer. Hilchos Nefer, nothing to do with Nefer. You need the child to live to day 30. So what are we talking about? Bechor shenitraf, teich lama, there's no chiyuv. What's it talking about? The child lives. There was a trefa. The child became a trefa on day 10. And it lives till 3-4 months. Is a chiyuv pidyon HaBen on day 30. So there's no chiyuv pidyon HaBen. Why not? Why should it not be a chiyuv pidyon HaBen on day 30? So it's a trefa. So what? So some Rishonim say, because a trefa's got a din as if it's going to die. So it doesn't have a chashivas of a child.
So there's a concept that Ach doesn't teach you that, but you can ask for it?
Yeah, but what's the Bira? Okay, you could say it that way if you want. The Bira doesn't say it doesn't have a chashivas of a bear. Say, Ach, that's coming to my mind. Something has to make some reason why we pick on that one. It's lost its chashivas of having a bear. So that's shit that they said.
Where are the sources?
Now what? Why is it if the trefa?
We're supposed to say that if it's a trefa and lives beyond 30 days, it's not obligated to pay.
Come to Tosis, the word ach. Yeah, word ach tells me even though it lived 30 days, but it was a trefa, and therefore, our name saying maybe we should just look at it as it's the cause of itself, but we need to have some understanding because ach doesn't tell me trefa. It's not even the right gematria. Right? What's Ach tell me? Ach tells me a limitation. Not everything, not this. Or maybe pick on something else. So there has to be some reason why we think a trefa should be excluded from Pidyon HaBen. So we're saying, the Rishonim say, because it's not, doesn't have a chashivas of a viable child. It's alive, but it's going to die. So it doesn't have a chashivas. So therefore, that's a pshat. A child that lived after 30 days, but became a trefa beforehand, is not going to be chai with Pidyon HaBen. But if you gave Pidyon HaBen before 30 days, about no good. And that's what the Gemara that we start off with from Bechayus. If you gave Pidyon HaBen before 30 days, it doesn't work. Second kasha of Tosis, Tosis asks, why are we comparing Sugya of Menachet, which is talking about a tree for two heads, to this Gemara? Come to Rashi, this Gemara talking about got killed. And the Sugya there is talking about a tree for. Tosis answers Tosis, no, they're both talking about a tree for. A child with two heads is a trefa, and we're saying that trefa is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So why is it that those child with two heads have got a chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen? To which the Gemara answers, special. Heta legulgoy yisof, special did. That trefa legulgoy yisof, that trefa is chayv with Pidyon HaBen. Every other trefa is not chayv with Pidyon HaBen. That trefa, two heads, is chayv with Pidyon HaBen. Why? Legulgoy yisof, that's exactly the cost. It says you do Pidyon HaBen according to its heads. So we darshan. Right. That's the kasha. Kuntu Rash, that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked, a trefa you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen. To which the Gemara answers, the Torah is Megalitas, there's one type of trefa that you do. Legul Goloysov. One type of tefillah, the reason why it's going to die is because it's got too many heads. That one you do. Sounds like exeis hakosam. Why should that be? In time, it's exeis hakosam. And then the third counsel of Tosafot says, why do you need a raya? To tell me that your potter from Binyan Ben, it never lived to day 30. Maybe it was an effort. According to Tosafot, it's a kasha, not a kasha. It did live to day 30. It lived to day 30. And the chiddush is that because it became a chief in between, it's potter from Binyan Ben. Right? Why did Rashi not learn like Tosafot? Why did Rashi say Nitrov means Nerak? Why couldn't Nitrov mean Nitrov? Sure, I'll ask this question before. Why did Rashi say it means Nerak? Nitrov is a bit of an interesting din. It's an interesting din because Trefa lives up to a year. So every child who's a month old might be a Trefa. If there was such a din, that a child that's a Trefa, there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen, then the Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen should only start when it's a year old. That's why Rashi didn't want to learn like this. It's nothing to do with Trefas. It's to do with Nefel. Once that's a day pass, I know he's not a Nefel. If you're going to tell me Trefa, then you should be a year old. Right? No, if a child can live, a Trefa can live up to 12 months. So if a child's born, maybe it's a Trefa. She should have to wait until a year to find that out. So why 30 days? So this is 30 days of trigger. Okay, very nice. But maybe it's a Trefa. And the Trefa, you're telling me, is possible because it's Ach. And the mice is Rashi, it can't be what Trefa means. Nera. The answer is the question. Why does Rashi not
want to? Let's talk about a Trefa that happened by an external cause.
Every child could be a Trefa.
No, of course, up to 30, but then you've seen that this event happened.
No, it's on the inside.
No, that's just an external as opposed to an internal that is born in a certain way that you don't know about.
Yeah. So you're saying, if it's an internal trefa for some reason, but they're chayv with Pidyon Ben. That's the chiddush is that external is going to be part of Pidyon. What should be the svar lechalek? I can hear why Rashi doesn't want to learn like that, no?
Yeah, but
maybe Tosafot would have to learn like you're saying, but why Rashi doesn't want to learn that way? Because if you're going to tell me Hilchos Trefa should be 12 months. So that's how we're learning. Rashi learned Nerag, why he didn't want to learn Tosafot. Tosafot learned Trefa, didn't want to learn like Rashi. Why didn't Tosafot learn like Rashi? Bought three eyes for it. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosafot? We're saying because if it's got anything to the Trefa, you should have to wait until a year for doing it. Right. So you see, klar, it's nothing to do with Trefus, it's to do with Nefel. Right? That's how Rashi learns. Okay, that's that. We're safe to finish Sugya about Bechor. If you remember, I wanted to get a bit further in the Gemara. Not today, obviously. But Ula, Omer, but also to Karen and the Gemara until I've decided to extend it before we start Chazorah, until the line Mehemen Li B'Shvor, which is 8 lines up from the end of the page. Okay, Mehemen Li B'Shvor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is a whole bunch of halachas from dotted over different places. Some of them, interestingly, Tosafot says it's not the mocking for it, so we don't be marach on it here. Elsewhere, so we won't be marach on it. And nevertheless, Tosafot was marach, but Pidyon Ben, that is a sugya. And we'll do Mi'at Shem, hope by Tuesday, we should be up to Mehemen Li B'Shvor, and then hopefully then, from Tuesday, hope to Chazorah, Wednesday, Thursday, on the previous stuff. Okay? Mi'at Shem. Should be well, everyone. Have a good day. So, tovot.
Did somebody shepherd an animal before 8 days for food, not for
food yet?
Okay.
Yeah. Food yet, they're not for.
Not for.
Yeah. If Dobbins, you should feel well.